From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A strong earthquake shook central Italy early Wednesday, causing extensive damage to areas near the epicenter and killing at least 10 people. Rescuers are scrambling to get to people possibly trapped in damaged buildings. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude at 6.2, with the epicenter about 10 kilometers southeast of the town of Norcia. The quake was felt across a broad section of central Italy, including the capital Rome, where people in homes in the historic center felt a long swaying followed by aftershocks. Turkey used airstrikes and artillery fire Wednesday to try and push Islamic State fighters from the Syrian border town of Jarablus. The operation comes a day after the foreign minister said Turkey would give every kind of support to fighting Islamic State in the areas around Jarablus. Denying the militants access to the border cuts off a potential route for supplies and bringing in fighters. President Barack Obama promising residents in the flood zone of southern Louisiana that the government will help them through and help them rebound, rather, from the devastation.
People's lives have been upended by this flood. Local businesses have suffered some terrible damage. Families have, in some cases, lost homes. They've certainly lost possessions.
The president on Tuesday also expressed the country's condolences for at least 13 people who lost their lives during this month's storms and flooding in Louisiana. Tens of thousands of people have sought temporary shelter there. Authorities in southern Thailand said Wednesday that a car bomb exploded near a hotel, killing one employee and wounding 29 others. Police say no one was injured in a second blast in the popular town of Pattini. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the bombings. This is VOA News. France and Germany are calling on the European Union to adopt common rules to limit messaging encryption or codes on social media in the battle against terrorism. Lisa Bryan has more on a meeting held Tuesday by French and German interior ministers in Paris.
French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said France and Germany do not want to ban encrypted messaging, but rather to work with social media groups to limit its use by Islamist radicals. Speaking alongside his German counterpart, Cazeneuve said European intelligence services and magistrates should be able to identify coded messages used by extremists through applications like Telegram and WhatsApp, and use them as evidence against perpetrators. The two countries want European Union member states to discuss common legislation at a meeting next month. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
A spokesman for South Sudan opposition leader Riek Machar says he is in stable condition in Sudan, where he's getting medical treatment. His spokesman said he will remain in Sudan until he leaves for an undisclosed location to resume his treatment. Sudan's information minister told VOA Tuesday that the opposition leader was brought there in serious condition, suffering from some sort of chest infection and a problem with his leg. Machar went into hiding last month after fighting broke out in the capital, Juba, between forces loyal to Machar and those backing his rival, South Sudan's President Salva Kiir. The U.S. and the United Nations have urged both sides to make amends to bring peace to the world's youngest nation. Officials say 2 days of fighting between the al-Shabaab militant group and the regional forces in southwestern Somalia have left at least 15 people dead. Fighting took place outside Moragabi village in the Bakool region. Forces of the Bakool government and surrounding regions have recently stepped up military operations to open roads blocked by al-Shabaab. U.S. authorities are investigating Russian cyber attacks targeting information collected by journalists at the New York Times and other news organizations. U.S. authorities say the cyber attacks may be an attempt to gain an understanding of the current American political scene leading up to the November 8th presidential elections. Information collected by key journalists could provide links to their sources or offer hints about possible unpublished stories related to Russia. And Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has abandoned his call to deport 11 million illegal immigrants, that is, living in the United States. Instead, he says the convicted criminals will be sent home. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.